This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they are meant to be in Jesus Christ. The list starts out small. It's about ankle high, but as you follow it along, the wall grows higher and higher as more and more names appear. Name after name follows. After a while, it becomes overwhelming because you begin to realize that with each name, nearly 50,000 in all, there was a life. A life taken in that conflict, the Vietnam War, those years ago. And each name, each person had a mama and a daddy, and maybe brothers and sisters as well, perhaps spouses and sons and daughters. And maybe you know some of them. And maybe you are one of those who lost a loved one in that war. That Vietnam War Memorial is not the only list. Well, there's others. The 34,000 GIs who died in Korea, and the nearly 300,000 who lost their lives in World War II, for example. Today, this Memorial Day, stop somewhere along your way and give thanks for those who died so you could be free today, free to travel about the country, or free to stay at home and grill burgers maybe, or simply enjoy family fun somewhere, or to have the choice for any of those things. Maybe as you're cruising down the highway, give thanks that you are free to do that, even if you're listening to this podcast on Tuesday or another day because you were relaxing on Monday and forgot about listening to it. Give thanks for that, that you can listen to this, that you're not monitored for what you can and cannot listen to, and that you can listen to something like this, and you can choose to do it or not if you want. Give thanks. Freely give thanks. Thanks that you don't have to give thanks out of force or coercion, but simply because you want to give thanks. My dad was a proud veteran. In his later years, he used to love to wear his cap, the one signifying his service in both World War II and the Korean War. I could tell how proud it made him feel when we'd be eating out somewhere and he'd be wearing one of those caps and someone would walk up to him and say, "Thanks for serving." He would beam and look over at me and say, "It sure is nice when people remember." So today, whatever day it is, remember and give thanks. And above all else, give thanks to Jesus Christ, who died that you can have a freedom that no one can take away, ever. And then come back and join me next week. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs.